When it comes to independent mobility and living an independent life, technology in the 21st century plays a massive part, especially if you are blind or partially sighted. Well, there are apps now and accessible devices that can do all sorts for us, whether it's reading our emails, shopping online, even helping us get out and about. Now, the company Neatbox has various apps which are free to download, which have been going from strength to strength, and we regularly chat with Gavin Neat to find out what the latest news is. He joins us now because we're going to talk about the growth of the app, well, the places that some of these apps are available, Gavin, and some awards as well.
Yeah, and it's been a busy time. Great to speak to you again, Alan. Yeah, we've been really busy, and we launched Welcome at House of Fraser, welcoming us with open arms, because anything that can set them aside from others, anything that can provide better services for their customers, is something that they're trying to really embrace.
So for those who are not familiar with Welcome, then, it's an app which goes on your smart device. And if I'm right in saying that you put in lots of info about you, maybe even a picture, and perhaps what you're coming along for. So when you arrive, they kind of know who you are and what your needs are, in a nutshell.
Yeah. Without getting too technical, what we do is we geofence buildings. That's basically GPS. And as a person walks towards that building, a message goes automatically to the customer service team and says, this person's just about to walk through the door. And here are some top tips on how you should interact with them. What we want to do is we want to help those customer service teams give better service. You can put in as much or little detail as you want. And it's certainly not your shoe size and your phone number, or your address or anything like that. This is just the basic information that you need them to know in order for them to give you better service.
If I was going to, as you say, House of Fraser now has Welcome there. So if I was going there, I could, you know, before I leave the home, I could say, right, I'm coming in, you know, here's a picture of me, I've got a guide dog. Don't talk to the dog, but talk to me. If you want to clap him, then do ask. But I'm looking for some aftershave, and I should be there about 12 o'clock.
That's pretty much it. Although, you don't have to give any top tips yourself or any overview, because all of the different organisations that represent the people who have a certain disability, they have given us overviews and top tips. So it basically means that the top tips and the overview that the customer service team have is relevant to anybody with a condition. And they're very basic. I mean, these are things like, please introduce yourself, or, as you say, don't talk to my guide dog. Please compliment my guide dog, but don't talk to it, or offer it food, or pat it on the head, or bring it a bucket of water, as I'm sure your listeners will be aware, very aware it happens. And you don't have to write it in. However, you do, or you can, write in, I'd like to buy some aftershave, or I want to buy some black trousers size 32, I wish, or whatever it might be. So you can add in, I need to use an accessible toilet, or I'm meeting such and such a person, or I've got a meeting at 2:30. I would like to get a layout of the building beforehand, or I need a seat on my arrival. Basic stuff can make all the difference.
Absolutely. And this came about, that the House of Fraser one, because someone basically said, hi guys, I go here, I'm finding it difficult to get someone for good service. Could you speak to them? So you get the opportunity to do that, to recommend places?
This was probably the greatest thing about this whole system. People can, if they're using the app, they can go in and say where they want to see it, where they want it next. And it was actually a young chap, Matthew Clark, who went into House of Fraser in Glasgow and stood there for a couple of minutes, and nobody came up to him, and he was like, oh, and he just left. He contacted us and he said, guys, do you fancy putting it in House of Fraser? We contacted House of Fraser on LinkedIn and spoke to one of their senior managers, who went, oh my god, this sounds brilliant, let's put it in. And they put it into the Jenners on Princess Street in Edinburgh. So one person requesting it, and it's now live.
Fantastic.
So yeah, you say strength in numbers, but there is strength also in that sniper approach of one person saying exactly what they want and where they want it. And
absolutely,
we will do the hard work, and I guarantee you put hard work in.
And you know, that this could be anywhere, not just talking supermarkets or shops, you know, this could be hospitals, railway stations, hotels. I mean, the list is probably endless, I would imagine.
Can you imagine health centres? Going into a health centre and knowing that the receptionist already knows that they can't expect you to write something down if you can't see, or they need to make sure they look you in the eye so that you can lip read, or knowing that you have a mental health issue or autism or schizophrenia or something like this, that they then have a little bit more empathy based on their knowledge of you before you get to the counter.
Let's leave Welcome for the moment then and move on to Button, which is another app which helps people basically virtually cross a road at traffic signals. It kind of lets the person know when the green man's on, even presses the button for them so they can cross as well. But that's also picked up an award.
We've just won the Transport Scotland Accessibility Project of the Year alongside partners who were Transurf and Transport Scotland. And we were up against six really big organisations doing very big things. So it was a real surprise when I'm sitting there waiting and I heard all these other people being called out and I went, oh, I haven't got a chance. And they called out my name and I jumped up and was on the stage picking my award up and shaking hands with Fred McCauley very quickly. And I was like, hey, I just won something for the first time. So yeah, and it was a bit of a special moment. And it really shows that we're moving in the right direction. And incidentally, that same technology was being tested in Hong Kong just 3 weeks ago. So this is something that started in Scotland, started in Britain, and has the potential to be in so many countries around the world. So yeah, no, we're fully chuffed. And this isn't just pedestrian crossings. We're hoping one day that you'll be able to walk or move towards a door that normally you'd have to find, you know, the button on the wall.
Oh,
and
yes,
it would press and the door would just open automatically as you walk towards it. So no longer do you have to flail around trying to find something or trying to reach something or having to ask somebody else to do it for you. The door would just open because it recognized your phone and that it needed to press the button. So the start is pedestrian crossings, but ultimately anywhere where you would need a button to be pressed, we know that we're wanting to do that in the future. And ultimately, my company is all about improving the lives of the people that I set my store to help.
Gavin, we're almost out of time. Congratulations, actually, again, on the award as well, and getting Welcome further and further afield too. But if people would like more info about the apps and about Neatbox, how do they do that?
We love getting feedback. We love improving what we're doing. We're improving all the time. We'll only do that properly if we get feedback from people. Both apps are free, as I say. Welcome by Neatbox, and Neatbox is NEATEBOX, and Button by Neatbox. So pretty simple stuff. And also people can check us out on our website, which is neatbox.com, and on Twitter. They'll find us easy enough. It's Neatbox. And on Facebook, where we've got a growing number of people. We're actually giving away an Apple Watch for anybody that uses the app this month. Could win an Apple Watch.
Fantastic. Gavin, best of luck, and we'll catch up with you again soon. But in the meantime, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Real pleasure. Thank you, Alan.